Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, the last few weeks we've been talking about the promises of God. And this week in the Heartbeat, I shared about God's promise of victory, how we are overcomers and with God, we can overcome our temptations. And I was sharing about the small group that I was in, and I share about that a bit because it was significant all those
small
years
group.
Ago. Yeah. I share about the Bible study that we did when I was 19 and how one of the Bible verses that stood out to me was about how God is faithful and when we're tempted, he doesn't let us be tempted beyond what we can handle and he gives us a way out if we call on him and ask him. And it's in 1 Corinthians. And it really has been a verse in my life that I've called upon many times over the years. And the point of us doing the Bible study was to memorize it. And I don't know it word for word. Like, I think I did back then. You know how you can memorize something for the time, but then...
the season.
Yeah. But I've always remembered that part about God will not give you something that you can't handle with him. And so that's what I've often called upon. So, that's what that promise was this week. And it starts off by saying that everyone is tempted. And in some sense, it's slightly comforting to know that
we're all in the same
boat.
Yes. Because we're all fallen creatures or have fallen natures that have the possibility of being tempted or weak in different areas.
But what we know from this scripture is that God is a faithful God. And when we call upon him, he gives us, it says, it provides a way out so that we can stand up under it.
God sends his grace. Because grace is anything really that comes from God that puts us on the right path. It could be God showing us the way to act. It could be a miracle occurring in our hearts, softening our hearts. It could be we go into a situation and say, for example, I was going to be angry because it's just you spoke about sometimes before even getting into a therapy session, talking about Hannah and different things, you are already starting to get aggravated and escalate to angry or annoyed. And then you walk in and the person's smiley and happy and beautiful and all of a sudden you go, ooh, and right down to, whoa, why did I have to be aggressive and angry? And God did that, but he also showed it to you and gave you the grace in your heart to go, oh, I don't need to be like this. Hopefully that is how you feel before you even walk through the door, that the grace has come and God, because he does. Whatever grace God sends us, it's from him. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, like you shared, is abundant. But I guess we have to see it and ask for it.
Yeah, it's that recognizing part of it, isn't it?
Recognizing my faults, I guess, and then asking for God's assistance.
Yeah. The end of the verse that I really love is it says that God will provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. When I think of standing up under something.
Something too heavy for us?
Yeah, something too heavy.
Will squash us?
That's right. But he gives us ability to stand up under it. So it's still there. It doesn't necessarily go away, but he's given us the grace and the strength
to persevere
through it.
Yes. Think of the weightlifters.
Yeah.
And you know how they've got the bar is at the bottom and then they've got to stand up and push it to the top. The weight is still above them, but they're strong, they can do it, and it's not in our own strength. Mm. Yes, God can give us a certain ability in our own strength, because that's, again, another gift from God, because it can be, we're strong-willed, so because he's created us to be a strong-willed person, and that helps us in our persevering. But it all comes from God.
Mm.
But within the temptation or within the area that we're in, God can give us that extra lift, that extra focus, the extra, even not just strength, but a positivity, a hope that all is well, that all will be good.
Mm.
You know, often we see it in the lives of saints, but we see it in the book of Acts, when in scripture I often reflect upon Stephen, the first martyr.
Yep.
And he's standing in the marketplace sharing about Jesus.
Mm.
And they start throwing stones at him. And it talks about this glow about him, this look on his face, this peacefulness, but also a look of wow, because he's looking up into heaven and he's focusing on Jesus.
Mm.
And it's like as if the stones attacking his body, he's not even affected by.
Mm.
Now, he is affected by it because his body dies, but he hasn't died. He's actually victorious and, you know, with the Lord in heaven.
Yeah.
But that type of God gives us the grace and the strength to withstand whatever might come our way.
Mm, mm. Yeah. And some of the ways we talked about what are the ways that God helps us to persevere through the temptation, some of the ways we talked about was through prayer.
Yes, but also I like the examples where it was in everyday life, your thing of online shopping.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness, how many ladies can we relate to this?
Mm.
So many.
Mm.
You know, we get sucked in, drawn into a life of the world that sometimes is too much a focus of things and having and buying and spending. And it's not... It's not wrong to like delightful things. God wants us to. He gave us that gift. It's not wrong in any of that, but it can become excessive, and that's where the wrongness comes. Yeah,
so that's what I was thinking. It's not about not necessarily wanting those things or enjoying purchasing them and enjoying them, but it's that it got to the point for me, it was like, Emma, you're desiring these things so much. Like,
yeah,
it
your was time, about your, heart you, of, your time yeah. was focused on it.
Yeah.
Where your time could have been spent in other things, other areas.
Yeah, and it, also though about that purity of heart, that it's like I enough's want God enough. More than I yes. want the I, things.
I've got enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I just think, if we can focus on praying for when we recognize those times, praying that God would come. Yep. Because we're saying, God, I can't do this in my own strength. Yep. I need you. And then knowing God's word in that, knowing who he wants us to be, and that's when it comes to the fruits of the Holy Spirit. When we have the Holy Spirit in us, that's when we get all those fruit, which is the love, joy, and peace. And God calls us to be people who are kind and loving and caring and gentle.
And the Holy Spirit whispers into our conscience, into our lives, do you see what you're doing?
Mm.
Don't you think you should not speak like that?
Mm.
Where is your peacefulness? Where is the calm that I can send you? Mm. Mm. And we recognize we're not living the way God wants us to live.
Mm. Mm. And then on top of that, that's when grace comes too.
Yes.
We've recognized it, we've prayed for it, and then grace comes to help us work through it. Yeah, yeah. So the weekly challenge for this week is to recognize those areas where we're tempted and where we need self-control, and then to call upon the Holy Spirit to help us overcome.
Yeah, and it's not always necessary self-control, but whatever gift of the Spirit or fruit of the Spirit the Spirit is telling us we need to work on more or receive more of.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. And just to overcome that temptation, because as God promises us, he promises us victory. That's right.
We can in him. That's with right. him.
So we hope that has blessed you. We hope that it's given you lots to think about, and we wish you all the best for the weekly challenge, that you would be able to find those areas and ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life more. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.